So yesterday we learned the Machlaikis of Zvin or of Papa. And today we're going to learn the Machlaikis of Akiva and the Chachamim. And the Gemara is going to compare the two. That's basically the Amid Beis. The next sugya is to compare the Machlaikis of Zvin or of Papa to Rav Akiva and the Chachamim and to say that they're not similar. What was the Machlaikis of Zvin or of Papa? Zehir zipikarka, zehir zipilanais. Rishbam learned that it means that a kinyan chazaka was done by one of them on a tree, on the trees of a field, and by one of them on the karka of the field. So we have a machlaikis, where Zavid says, zekon eilanais is zekon karka. And Papa says, zekon eilanais the chati karka, is zekon chati karka. Hoshitaych chatzi karka certainly means half of the karka. That's the one pshat in the Rashbam. The chatzi is dafka. However, Rashbam brings another pshat. It doesn't mean chatzi karka, it means some of the karka. The part of the karka that's needed for the ilanais, and Taisus goes with that mahalach as well, that chatzi is lav dafka chatzi. What's that tolian? Mistam. The one who says chatzi holds the tziach laiku. It's like Shneimez and Betalis. So it should be chatzi, chatzi, it should be ach laiku. But that's really very schwer. Because we learned in the Flamidal and Amid Beis that's verkehrt. When two people are fighting over something and no one's holding it, we say called olam gavar. We don't say ach laiku. So the Mela, it's also Mustamit Zaina Khaluk Yachemis. All the rules of Yachloiku don't make sense here. What? The what? That was his intention in the beginning? Inami. No, Dafka Kamar means the Gemara says. Dafka Kamar Chatzi, the way I understood, is the Gemara's Lashon Kamar, meaning the Dafka Kamar Chatzi, meaning the Gemara says Chatzi Dafka. So, go on, Shekhar Chatzi, how many money? So, I understood it. Okay, the other Pshat is that he gets the Ilanais and the Karka that's needed for the Ilanais, and he gets the rest of the Karka. In other words, we're saying that that's Taka what the Kinyan was. He was kind of the Ilanais with the karka, the Malay Ayur Vesala, and he was kind of the other karka. And that's the shita of Rav Papa. Okay, so this is considered, this is the machlaik, is Rav Papa Rav Zavid. Now, the Gemara is going to try to compare that to the machlaik is Rav Akiva and the Chachamim. So before we start the Gemara, let's talk about the Machlaikis Rav Akiva and the Chachamim. We'll see what the Gemara says, and I think today we're going to basically try to understand the Machlaikis Rav Akiva and the Chachamim, and to see that there's a Chiddush Otzum here in the Rashbam, which looks very simple, on Yena Machlaikis. The Machlaikis Rav Akiva and the Chachamim is not by trees. It's not in the case of trees. It's a totally different case, as the Rashbam brings. I own a field with a house on it, a lot with a house, and I go to contract to sell you the house. So the Gemara says later that if I sell you the house, I did not sell you the bar, the dice that are on the property. On the property, not inside the house, outside the house, there's a bar, a water pit, and that has a value for itself. So that nobody argues that I didn't sell you the bar of the dice. That's not the machlaikis. The machlaikis are b'kivin the chachamim. How do I get to the bar of the dice? I sold you a house and a yard. In the middle of the yard is a bar. And the bar I left for myself. How do I get to that bar? If I'm not allowed to trespass on your property without your rishus. So how do I get to the bar? So that is a machlaikis of the Kiva de Chachamim. The Chachamim say, Meicher ba'ayin ra meicher. The person who sells leaves for himself a path to the Barvadais. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, Meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher. When you sell something, you sell it entirely. And therefore, the owner does not leave for himself a Barvadais. The road to the path to the Barvadais, and if they have to turn around and buy a derech to be able to go to the Barvadais. It'll be at the mercy of the buyer. I mean, the person knows he can't go somewhere else. Usually you try to buy a piece of property, he says, no, you go somewhere else. Here, he owns a Barvadais in the middle of the guy's yard. He's going to have to buy himself a derech. Some of the person will charge him a nice amount of money because he can't go anywhere else. He needs this path to go there. Rabbi Kiva says, yeah, meicher ba'ayin yafa. Very hard to understand. Can I ask you a question? If you're selling someone a house, a property, and you're leaving yourself a bar in the middle of the property, are you going to leave yourself a path to it or not? Huh? Well, who understands this? Who's so generous that you're going to sell and you'll throw in a path to you get all the land around the bar, and I don't care, I won't be able to get to my bar. I just want to be a meicher ba'ayin yafa. No, it's such a nice lashon. A meicher ba'ayin yafa, meicher. Everyone wants to have an ayin yafa. So imagine, you sell somebody, you have a two family house, you sell someone the first floor, and the assumption is you included the staircase. You can't use the stairs to go up. Who in their right mind would say such a thing? Huh? It's not to understand. What's going on with Rabbi Kiva? What's Pshat in Rabbi Kiva? Meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher. I leave myself a bar, and the path to the bar, I also am selling to you. I am stuck. Hey, tomorrow I'll come and I'll negotiate with you to buy a path. Which person would do such a thing? That's Pshat in Rabbi Kiva.
They sold them all the car and forgot to leave them stuff.
This is why the Rashbam has to say this pshat. Because Rabbi Kiva Shita is illogical, the way we learn the Pashit. It's totally illogical to say that I meant to leave you a path. It can't be such a thing. So therefore the Rashbam is Masber, the Machlaikis, with a Knech. The bottom Rashbam here on the Yomid Aleph. The bottom line, Hilkach, Lo Asik Meicher Adaite La'akav La'atzmai Klum Et HaKark. He says, Avada, if he would have thought about it, he'd leave himself a path to the bar. Machlaikis is not what a person wants. Of course, there's no question a person wants to have such a thing. The Rishbam learns the pshat in the Machlokes here is, do we assume he was thinking of it or not? Rabbi Kiva holds, like asik adaite lack of lachmei klum in akaka. It didn't occur to him. It would occur to him if somebody would have said it beferish. It didn't occur to him. Since it didn't occur to him, therefore he's stuck. He sold the whole kaka and he's stuck. He's going to have to buy himself a pair. If he had been smart, he's not going to make the same mistake next time. Next time he sells, well, he'll be smart enough to say Beferish. But if he doesn't say Beferish, we assume Loi Asik Adaita, he didn't think about it. Now, what did the Rabbanan hold? What did Rabbanan say? So, what's the sheet of the Rabbanan? Either asik adaite, is that the pshat, or umdina? So this is what we're going to discuss in a minute. The Rashba, you know, I shouldn't learn the Rashbam before the Gemara. Let's just see the first half of the Gemara is the pshita part, is the easy case, and we'll leave the hard case for later. Pshita, first the easy case. Mocha karka, b'shayir ilanis. Yabi, a person sold karka, he left himself trees, lefana. Yesh loy karka. I feel the Rebbe Kiva. One second. The same person, one day he sold a field and he left himself a bar. You say he didn't leave himself a derech because he didn't think of it. Here we're saying yesh lekarka. When you sell a tree, when you sell a karka and you leave yourself a tree, come out the same case. It's pshita yesh lekarka. Why? Even though Rabbi Kiva's shita is that when I sell you a property and I leave myself a bar, I sell you the whole property and I'm stuck, I have to buy a path to the bar. Hani mili gabi bar, the dice. Dolai machashu ba'ara. They have nothing to do with the ground, with the earth around it. The bar and the earth are two different things. The earth around it you plant, and the bar is a separate bar. Aval ilanais, the kamachashivara, shiure shayer. But by trees he is Mishayer. What's Pshat? So the Rashbam Lishitasai says in the top Rashbam, the Kamachishi Hashroshim Bekarka. My tree messes up your karka. The Gamahakhina Samacharisha. Vadai Asigadaite Lishayla Asme Karka Siva Siva. Yeah, this Rishbah. The umdana is asikadaite. The chiddush not a chiddush so much in halacha in Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is saying the chiddush is in the mitzias that when a person sells a field and leaves a tree to himself, the mitzias is that asikadaite. He thinks about leaving himself the area around the tree. Why? So the Gemara says. Otherwise the person will say, take your tree and go and rip it out and go home. So this is the Pshita case. The complicated case we'll get to afterwards. But the Pshita case is a very simple statement in the Gemara. We're saying that when there's such a physical fact, like Rebbe Kiva, it's a mental fact, I should call it, that if I sell you a field and I leave myself a bar, I don't even think about leaving myself a path. And if I sell you a field and I leave myself an Elon, since the Elon is Machashi Lahara, I need the Elon, needs the karka around it. I don't want you to say, rip up the Elon and go home. Asika Daite. This is the Pshat and the Gemara, the way the Rashbam learns this Gemara. I'd like to discuss with you a chiddush of a nesivus. I learned here by Rabbi Elia Chazar of the yeshiva for 4 years, and whenever he talked about kinyan al pi umdana, it was always this nesivus that he always discussed. The nesivus is in two places. I think the one he always mentioned was Kuf Tzadik Zayin Sivkat and Dalid, and this is a yesod in the issue, the question of whether you can create a kinyan through an umdana, through an assumption of what it is that the person desires. If it was layasaka daite, the person didn't think of something, but we know that this is what he would want. Can I create a das makna by umdana? Can I create such a das makna by an umdana? Let's say you have a man. Today they have telephones. Once upon a time, you have a man who traveled away. He's not home. He's far from home. His wife gave birth to a bechor. It's the 31st day. You have to do a pidyon of it. We know this man, if he would know about it, he'd zicha want. We should take his money and do a pidyon of it with it. For me, it. Can I use that umdana to take his money and give it to a kayin? I'm assuming I'm 100% sure he would want it. The lamaisi doesn't know about it. Can you create a hakna? Could you be makna something through an umdana? This is the shaila that the nesivus has done. As we're going to see, it has to do with most of the Masechtas and Shas, the Shaiva, with Sugyas, and certainly all the Yeshivish Masechtas, whether you could do a umdana, whether you could do a hakna through an umdana. First, let me tell you the Nesivus is your side. Nesibis goes on the first Mishnah in Perek HaMafkid. He says from that Mishnah we can establish a rule that you could be makna al pi umdina, that you could do a hakna through an umdina. And here the case, the first Mishnah is the following case. Okay, HaMafkid para etzel chaveira. I own a cow and I give it to you to watch. V'nigdava, ishenevda, and it gets stolen. Ishenevda, Tosa says, lav dafka, means nigdava, got stolen. And I am a shemechinam, I'm potter on geneva. It got stolen. So I go to you and I say, no, I'm sorry, it got stolen, you're out of luck. But I tell you, I feel so bad about it, even though I'm potter, I'm going to pay anyway. Or maybe I don't want to make a shvua. This is shvua sashaymer. I say, you know what? I don't want to make a shvua, even though I'm potter, I'm going to pay anyway. So remember, that's the case in Hamafkid. Hamafkid paris ochaveira v'nidnefay nevda v'shilayim v'layrotzel lishba. The person paid; he didn't want to swear. And then they catch the ganiv, and the ganiv has to pay kefil. So who gets the kefil? The shomer. The shomer gets to pay, keep the kefil. When he paid the owner voluntarily, the owner is so grateful to him that he says, you know what, if you're paying me, if they catch the ganiv, well, the first, the keren, the ganiv pays, of course you get back. It's just a reimbursement for what he paid. But not only you get the keren, you get the kefil as well. As I state in the Mishnah. Frakti Gemara, he gets the kefil. Where was there a kinyan? If at the time the kefil is paid, the owner says, you get the kefil, of course he'll get it. We're talking that the kefil comes to get paid, and the owner is now saying, wait a minute, it's my kefil. So the shomer could say, no, it's mine. The Frakti Gemara, when did he get the kefil? So the Gemara answers that when a man gives a shar to a shomer to watch, and the shomer does a meshicha, he's mechayev himself in shmirah by being kainet. At that time, the owner of the animal is being makna, the shar itself, to the shomer. It's not. If it gets stolen, and you pay voluntarily, I'm makna the shar to you, that's your shar, and you get the kefil. As I state in the Gemara. Yeah? When you give a shar to someone to watch, like after a shar, it would be the same thing with the chayfitz. The commissioner says a shar or a para, because it's even dollar the hay that you're makna. The same thing, you give somebody a radio to watch, and you give it to him, you have a mind that if it'll be stolen, and you'll pay voluntarily, you're kind of the radio from now, or the shar from now, and therefore, when it gets stolen and they pay kefil, it'll be your shar that you get the kefil. As they state in the Gemara. Something to see this. Hold on a minute. Do you mean to tell me that the Gemara is saying that a person who gives an animal to someone else to watch is actually thinking all this? You mean to tell me that when a person gives something to someone else to watch, this is all going through his mind? He's telling him, here's the thing to watch. If it gets stolen, this is what he's thinking. If it gets stolen, I pay voluntarily, and they catch the ganiv, and it's a case of kefil, you get the kefil. No human being ever thinks of that. You and I have given things to people to watch. Did it ever cross your mind? What happens if it gets stolen and he pays me? No one ever thought of that. What's pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says it's a kinyan. When you give him the para, he's kind of the guf ha-para, that if it gets stolen, and then he's kind of the para. So if Nesivis, who thinks of it? Mekan, so if the Nesivis Yisait, we learn from the Mishnah Amachim. They Takin doesn't think of it. But we have an umdana. We know for certain that if he would have thought of it, If we would ask him, if it gets stolen and he pays voluntarily, would you give him the kefil? So everybody would do that. So we see what it's telling us is that this umdana is enough to do a kinyan. That the person is makna, the guf hapara, to the other person, and it's a kinyan gomor. Even though like asik adaite, he never thought of it. Nobody thinks of it. Gemara doesn't mean that people think of it. We know no one thinks of it. Mekan zachta nesivis yisai gadol, that if a person, if there's an umdana, that the person, if we would ask him, would want to be machnet, then it's an automatic haknah. Even though you need das machnah, every kinyan needs das machnah, an umdana is enough for das machnah. This is the chiddush that the Nesivis says we learn from Perek HaMafkin. We had a similar thing in Kiddushin, in the Rosh Sinan Chaf. He writes, it's a different type of Rosh, the Rosh usually on the Gemara. This Rosh starts by saying, I was at many weddings where the Chassan forgot the ring. I have not yet to be at such a wedding. But he writes, he was at many weddings, Ashkenaz, not that's who he says in Germany, imagine they should forget. And he says where they forgot the ring. And what did they do at a wedding if you forgot the ring? So he says they would ask one of the women in the audience to donate the ring to the ring to the cause. And somebody would give a ring, the chassan would be mekadesh disha with the ring. So the Rosh says it bothered him. This lady who's giving the ring, does she know that she has to give it away, it has to become the chassan's ring, and that the chassan now gives it to the kala and it becomes her ring? Women don't know. They, for all I know, they think it's a ceremony. I'll lend you my ring for a ceremony. She knows that she's giving it away for real? He writes that this disturbed him about all these weddings. How could you borrow somebody else's ring? The woman doesn't know. So the Rosh writes, after that he was nesiyashiv, that when a woman gives it, she's giving it to Kedushin. If she would know that it needs a kinyan gomor, so she would do it with a kinyan gomor. She's doing it for whatever is needed. That's true, she doesn't know. It's possible, very possible, she doesn't know she's giving it away with a kinyan gomor. But we have an umdana that if she would know, she would give it away for a kinyan gomor. And therefore, it's a good kiddush. Now, when we learned this in Kiddushin, some people gave me a hard time. I said, you really think so? You think the woman in the audience is giving away her marriage ring? And there's an umdana that if she would know it's for keeps, she would mean it? So we could argue about it. We can argue, the women really, do they really need it? If I'm at a wedding and we're using someone else's ring, I'm going to tell the one, if I'm the one in charge of the Kiddushin, I'm going to tell them, listen, this is for keeps, I'll tell her. But the Rosh assumes there's such an umdin. What's the gay us, what? The Rosh says that is a second possibility in the Rosh. But you really can't, because then the Kala has to know it's a Mitzvah Nasla Hazen. Kim Mikajra, she thinks it's not a Nasla Hazen, it really is. That doesn't work. At any rate, the point is, the Rosh says there is such an Umdana. That's not what the Geas today. What the Geas today is, the Rosh says that you could be Machna through an Umdana. There's no das machna. This lady is not thinking, I want to be machna the ring to the chasm. Nevertheless, a hakna works. V'loyoit, Dr. Rosh, who had been by a talus. You go into a shul, and someone forgot his talus. You go into a shul, someone forgot his talus. You borrow someone else's talus. You know that a talus has to be yours. G'dilim tasa l'cha. Just like the luliv needs lochem, the tzitzis, the beggar of the tzitzis, and the street, the whole thing has to belong to you. It's a funny thing. that by lulav and esrig, I think everybody knows there's such a thing as lechem, it has to be yours. By tzitzis, by a talis, not everyone knows this, that it has to be yours. But the halacha is it has to be yours. So nachama, you go into shul, you tell someone, I forgot my talis, can I borrow yours? He says, yeah, he gives it to you. Does he know, or do you even know, that it has to be yours, that he has to be back there to you? I don't know. What? Yeah, if you say borrow, so how does that work? You say, give it to me. How do you use a shul's talis? The halacha is, a shul's talis is a shutfis to all the members of the shul. And the talis of shutfis, you can make a bracha. If you're an outsider, I'm not so sure how it works. I don't know if it's a shutfis to the whole tzibur of the whole world, or just the members of the shul. I'm not sure how who are the shutfis. But that's the way a shul talis works. If it's not a shul talis, not so partial. We have in shul two talisim with silver ataris that were left in shul by mistake. We know for sure they're not the shul talis, because no shul talis has a silver atara. So people wanted to put it with the shul talisim. So I didn't let them. It's in my study. The two talisim, they're sitting there, because you can't use someone else's talis. Without the. What?
Better when you don't have to make it, you can't make a bracha.
Why is it better?
Child can make a bracha by that, it's better to do it with the.
People say that. I don't know. I have a pickbook on that. Someone once, there was a bris. They machabed someone with a bracha. So he told me, give me your talis because I don't want to have to make a bracha on mine. He's going up by the bris, you know, I'll start making a bracha. So I told him, if you take my talis, you have no mitzvah. That's why you don't make a bracha. You take your talis, you make a mitzvah. You're just missing a bracha.
What? You're not supposed to make a bracha.
Maybe times you're not supposed to make a bracha, but is it better? I was specific about that. Is it better to miss the mitzvah or do the mitzvah without a bracha? I'm not sure. We'd rather don't have a sign. We should put one up. But if I have such a sign. You see, it's funny. Ramesha writes that if you have such a sign, you could keep it. So you go past a rive, that the thing that was lost is from the rive people who are the shul all the time and know about the sign. And you know for sure it's an outsider. I wonder. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Yichalei d'lavi mitzvah m'mayim. There is such a thing. You can take it as a desire. I understand. Could be. Could be.
Even you don't have a problem with it not being a member. The
question is, if it's Nichalei in such a case, and the person says it's a lost talis, it's not. No, it's Nichalei, take it, don't get it back.
He's not
using it,
someone else.
Could be. Could be. Well, we'll have to argue about it's an outsider, because we announced in a shul, we know who died in shul, the insiders. Baruch Hashem, we haven't had any deaths recently that I've been notified about. But Hilchos Talis we can get back to. But the Rosh says that if someone gives you a talis, that you can use it, even if you know for sure he's an Amma Oretz, he never heard of Gedilin Taslacha. Because the same thing, throughout Umdana, you assume a hakna, he gives it to you, he knows you want to do a mitzvah with it, just doesn't know the din. So what Umdana you do? Now I'm going to come back to this rush. It's going to be an important addition to the Nesivis. Nesivis doesn't bring the rush. He brings the Gemara and Amafkid. I'm adding the rush. The Nesivis brings a third place where you have an Umdana Alpi, a Kenyan hakna Alpi Umdana. In the third place, he brings the Shach in Sinai Shin Nun Ches, Sukkot and Aleph. That's a Shach that's often quoted, who talks about if you go to someone's house, your friend's house, he's not home, you're waiting for him, and you're thirsty. Can you take a cup of soda from his refrigerator? Now, this is a real Shaila. I mean, it happens. You go on camp, you go into the bunk, and you have a friend, and he's got a box of cookies. You know, he doesn't mind if you take his cookies. But he's not there. So are you allowed, al pi umdina, to take his thing? So the Shach writes, Lulei divrei hatayisvis. I'll explain to you what lulei divrei hatayisvis means in a minute. It says nirali that it's mutter. That al pi umdina you can take from someone else because there's an umdina that is, he would want to be makna to you. Now you have to be sure about it. I mean, you're sure, you're positive, you wouldn't be makna. So then, zakta shach that it's mutter. I practishach yish loy midas loy have a yish. The halacha is that if someone loses something and doesn't realize it, so you know it's a machlokes in the Gemara, Abai and Rava, Perek Eilu Metzius. We pask in yish loy midas loy have a yish. If somebody left an umbrella in shul. And once he leaves it there for a month, he knows about it. But you pick it up the day it got lost, the day it was raining, assume it was from that day. The owner is unaware of it. He doesn't realize he left the umbrella behind. Lo yehavi yish. I frek the shach, we have an umdina. We have an umdina gemura that he would know about it, he'd be miayish. Right, maybe in shul he wouldn't be miayish, you know where it is. Let's say he left it on the train, or he left it somewhere. So we have an umdina yibin yayish. We see from the umdina you can't make yish. It's like the shach, 1 minute, that's different. By yish shalai midas, he doesn't want to be miayish. He really wants it back. It's bal karchai that the yish is a yish. Since it's bal karchai, therefore, we don't do an umdina, something that Hitaka would do, but he doesn't want to do. It's against his will. Yiyush don't want to be miayish. Everyone wants their things back. If something's against your will, we don't say umdina. But the three cases we talked about means the other person wants it by Hamafki. If he would think about it, he would want to be makna the kefil. Or in the case of the Rosh, if the lady giving the ring would think about it, she would want to give the ring. Or in the case of your friend coming to your house, if you would think about it, you'd want him to take a drink. When do we say an umdina can make a kinyan? When the person would want it. By yish, the person would be miayish, but not because he wants to, but because bar karchach, he's miayish, it's lost. If we have an umdina, he'd be miayish. But it's not something that he wants to do. So yish is different. Zakt and Nesivus, we have these two cases, and I'm adding the Rosh as a third case, of umdina al pi kinyan al pi umdin. The question is, do they want a haknah? They don't want it to be stolen. But the kinyan, do they want the kinyan? The shas maise, it will be asika daite. They would think, someone would ask them, listen, if this gets stolen and he pays you, are you willing to be makna in the kefil? So Gemara has an umdina that people would say yes. They want it. They'd say, I'll give it to him. They'd be grateful and they'd give it to him. That umdina is good enough. They wouldn't want the whole set of circumstances. But the haknah of the kefil they would want. So since the kinyan they want, therefore it's good. Now I have to tell you that this is not like Taisus. The Shach says Lulei Divrei HaTaisus. We're going to have to come back to Taisus, and we will. Taisus says Beferish that if you go to someone's house and you want to take a drink and you're sure he would let you, Taisus says it's awesome. Taisus on Daf Chav Beis in El Metzias. Taisus does compare it to Yishalom Yidas. And therefore, we're going to have a problem soon because the Nesivus passes like the Shach. And the Nesivus is good, Lefi Shita Sashach, which is the Shita of Samachrim. We're going to have to work things out according to Taisus as well, but we're going with the Nesivus. So the Nesivus, again, Yesai, you could do a Haknoa al Pi Umdin. If a child catches a bag of candy, So he was he kind of the candy?
Let's say he was kind of the candy.
So a child gives you a candy.
So you like give you a candy there.
Can you take a candy from a child? If I recall correctly, to give things away, a child, not to give away a matan, he doesn't. For mechira, even a cotton could have to give rishus. But to give things away, a child doesn't have to ask. So nochinami, if a child gives you a candy, you're not going to own the candy. There's no das machna. Does that mean you're not allowed to take it?
Like,
what does that have to do with taisis? What do I need a kinyan for? So I'll eat it without a kinyan. The question is, can a cotton give rishus? I go to my friend's house.
I go to my friend's house also, so I'm not going to be, don't give it, let it be compared to Yish. Let it be his, it's still his, and I'm drinking his candy.
Rishus with an umdana is not good, Taisa says.
How can
you can't rely on rishus with an umdana. So you're asking me about a cotton.
So what's the comparison to Yish? Yish means I have to become mine. I'm asking, let it not become mine, let it be the person, let it be my friend, still my friend, I'm in his house.
I have a question. Your question, if you could eat from a cotton, what does it have to do with dinner? And let's say, you might eat the shita, like the shach, you could eat from a cotton.
The shach, I could hear it, doesn't matter.
Why? It's an dinner that if he would have das, he would.
He's telling me, he
what does it have to do with the shach? The shach says to an dinner, he could eat candy.
Well,
why is it only shach tais? Why is the shach and the shach the same thing? How can I take a candy from a cotton? He doesn't have to be machna. What? So well, why is it more shver like the shach's chiddush? Yes, and midarach klal. How could a cotton give away a candy? A cotton can't be machna anything. And he's rishus. He has no das. Well, that's a good question. But I don't see what I have to do with the shach and taisis.
We have an umdana like the shach.
But why is it an umdana that he would want, but he can't even if he wants? I mean, we have if he would have brains, if he would have seichel.
The whole reason why he can't make a kinyan matna since he doesn't have the das. Here, if he had das, it's an omdana. Omdana doesn't mean. I have to think about it.
I don't know. If a child gives you a candy, can you take it? It's a good question.
And why can't the omdana make it? How can you even compare it to Yish? Why is it comparable to Yish? It's not comparable to Yish because I'm not. I don't want to own the oranges. I want to use his oranges.
Because the shach does it's not because Tais not talking about kinyan. He's just saying umdinas don't work. So umdinah for kinyan doesn't work. Umdinah for shus doesn't work. Umdinah for shus also doesn't work. Yish is not a question of kinyan. It's a question of whether umdinah is good enough. Is shalai midas kedas. So Tais says shalai midas not kedas. Rishus shalai midas is not like rishus midas. That's good. Back to the nesivis. We're not finished. Fresh the nesivis. I have a Gemara that's a steerer to my rule. There's a Gemara, Oider b'nichsei hager, v'kesav ashiru shalai. Somebody is working with nichsei hager, but he thinks it's his. And the ger dies. Now what's the halacha? We're talking about a ger with zero relatives. If a ger dies, the halacha is that the whoever does a kinyan is kain. It means the ger has a vineyard. And I'm working the vines of the vineyard. But I think it's my vineyard. However it happened, I think it's mine. Really, it's a ger. The ger died, so it's hefker. And what do you know? I'm doing a kinyan. I'm doing a kinyan chazaka. Oider is kinyan chazaka. Loikon, the Gemara says. You're not kinyan. Because since you didn't know that you can do a kinyan, you're unaware of it. You're missing das to be kaina. And you're missing das. You can't do a kinyan without das. Correct in the sinus. Why don't we say alpi umdina to kinyan? My rule is that kinyan and work alpi umdina. See, this answers. We only say umdina for the machna. An umdana works for das machna. If the person who's giving wants to give, we have an umdana, he'd want to be machna, that's good. But das kaina, all kinyan needs a das. Kinyan always needs a das. For a person who's kaina, it's not enough that you're agreeable to it. You have to have a mind to be kaina. The one who's kaina it needs das. Which kinyan doesn't need das? Every kinyan needs das except. Chatzer shalat and kaina la shalat nidayt. Chatzer, you say chatzer could be mishum shlichus. Yeah, but either way, except for chatz, but every kinyan needs das kinda. So to deceive is my rule is das makne that you need das kinda. The one who's kind das makne umdina helps. And Hamafkid was saying das makne helps. Das kinda, the kinda has to have in mind. Ah, you'll ask me in Hamafkis. 1 minute. Now you're saying your rule only applies to Das Makne. It doesn't apply to Das Kaina. So let's go through the cases. The case where I go into my friend's house and I take a soda, that's fine. The Kaina knows what he's doing. It's an Umdana by the Makne. The case I mentioned, opinion Aben, it's fine. The person getting the Shkolin is the Kaina, he knows. And the Makna, we're doing it on them. But the case in Hamafkid, the owner of the para gives it to the Shomer, and then it gets stolen. He's saying when he gave it to him, there's an Umdana that if they would have thought of it, they would have had in mind. That's Saida Hamakna and Saida Kaina. Both of them were doing an Umdana. Just like the person who gives something to a shomer doesn't think if it gets stolen and he pays, I'm acting the cave. The same thing, the one who gets it doesn't have in mind if it gets stolen and I pay, I want to be kind of the animal for its cave. No one's thinking it until it gets stolen. Once it gets stolen, it's too late. So how does it help in Umdana and Perakam Hafkid? It's an Umdana on the Kenyan, but how could a Kenyan itself was saying now needs real bath. But I didn't say a Gary. He's also doing a Kenyan. It's a Kenyan. Just he's not thinking that it should be a Kenyan. He's doing. I didn't
say. That's why I have to do a Kenyan. I've heard.
He doesn't know he has to do a Kenyan. Same thing with the Shomer.
He knows he is doing.
He has to do a Kenyan. Mr. Chiyuv Shmira.
He's doing
Kenyan. Yeah, sounds like a good tarot. What he says, what the Nesiva says, is there. The Shomer is kind of a Kenyan Chatzar anyway. The par is in his Chatzar. And Kinyan Chatzar doesn't need Das Kaina. So by Kinyan Chatzar, it's good enough the Umdana that he would be masking to it. Because the Chatzar is Kaina Shalai Midaita. Okay? We're just saying the Chatzar also good parents. The Shomer there has a mind to be kind of a Chiyuv Shmira, even though. Okay? But Al Koponim, this is Ad Kan Divrei HaNesivus. I think this is pretty much the whole Nesivus. In Kuf, Tzadik Zayin, Tzadik Dalit. And he says the same thing in Kuf Tzadik Hei Aleph, that Umdina's work for Das Makne, the person who's Makne, could work up the Umdina. We do still have hanging Taisus Shita. What's going to be with Taisus? Taisus holds that you can't go into someone's house and take something to eat. Because Umdana on the part of a Makna doesn't work. What place is going to do with Perakam Afkid? That's a little bit of a problem. Perakam Afkid. What's he going to do with Perakam Afkid? Chayrin, it's a major problem according to Tysis.
There's never another way of learning more than Afkid that tries that. When you, the
opinion
is not calm now. The
opinion
is calm when I do pay you the animal.
The Gemara asks on that then it's not there to be kaiva. That's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara says that it's the beinah that it's stolen. It's not once it's stolen, it's not there for him to do a kinyan. That's what the Gemara asks. So first the Gemara wants to say it's kind of a minute before it's stolen. And then the Gemara says that we can. I saw a beautiful pshat from Rav Steinman when we learned Hamafkid. The answer is Taisvis for Yana from Hamafkid. He says, why is Taisus hold? Now, this is not going to change in the Sivis. The Sivis holds, you could do Hakna through Undera. That's how the Sivis paskins. I think it's a rule in Shkoshim Mishpat that the Shach and the Sivis say the same thing. For sure you're paskin that way. Except that it's hard to know what the Shach. The Shach's Lashon is, Lulei Divrei HaTaisus, and then he says the aside. So the Shach meant to paskin that way. It didn't mean, it's hard to know. Rav Steinman says the Gevaldige Yisoid that was Mistaber Tuvah. He says there are two types of Umdina. There's one type of Umdina where a person just didn't think of something. Like Asik HaDaita, he didn't think of it. And we need an Umdina to say, if you would have thought of it, you would have done this and this. There's a second type of Umdina, which is a Chsar Yediyah. You're missing a piece of knowledge. You don't know a fact. Tosfos only says that if you don't know a fact, umdina can't replace the yediyah. I'm here in yeshiva. I don't know that my friend is in my house. So Tosfos says you can't be makna through an umdina, because if I'm missing the knowledge, that's the same as the yishalei midas. I'm missing the knowledge that I lost it. When you're missing a yediyah, you can't do hakna through an umdina when you're missing a yediyah. The case in Hamafkid, it's not that I'm missing a yediyah. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm giving this to you. We didn't think of this condition. We didn't think of a certain tanai. Dr. Steinman, all business works that way. Every time you and I agree we're going to be partners in a business. So you and I agree, you're investing, and I'm working in the business, we're going to be 50-50 partners. We go, we buy a building, and we set up a shop. What happens if something unexpected happens? I made a partnership agreement with you, I'm going to split the profits, 50-50, you do the work, and I'm the investor, however we set it up. Now, let's say someone comes along and he says, you know, I'll buy the building for you for double the money. So what's it do? Could I say, you didn't work yet, you don't get half. What's it do? What's the halacha? The halacha is, anything you didn't speak out, you go according to the average das of people. What normal people mean when they make an agreement. It's always the halacha in every business deal. I make a business deal with you, and we didn't speak out in the kuda. I say I call somebody to my house to fix a broken refrigerator. He fixes it. Now he charges me. We didn't agree in the beginning on the price. We get into an argument, so we shots up the normal price. Anything in business that le'asik adaite, you just didn't think of to have in mind or to speak out, there we do go out the umdin. So Zachar Steinman, if it's le'asig adaite, even Tosfos agrees, you go al piyum dina. It's always that way. If I give you something to watch, I don't speak out something, so we go according to the general rules, whatever is the normal rule. If you're in a medina where it's normal to take animals out to pasture, so you have to take it out to pasture. If you're in a medina where it's normal to just let them graze in your own fields, you have to do that. Whatever you don't speak out goes according to umdina. Dr. Steinman, Tosfos is Maida in the case of Hamafkid. Everyone agrees by Loyasik Adaite that Umdina works to do a Kenyan. Tosfos says Chasar Yediyah is different. If I'm missing, I don't know the facts, that's different. If I'm missing the facts, Tosfos holds we don't do Umdina to make Hakna, and the Shach says we do, and the Siva says we do. But my asik adaite kuli alma, they say, is maida that we do say a hakno al pi umdina. And this is what we have to come away with. Now, grada, you can clear Rav Steinman's rule. What would be the din in the Russian Kedusha? Is that called chasar yediyah or my asik adaite? When you give someone a ring or a talus, so you could argue it's chasar yediyah, because I don't know the halacha that I have to give it to you. Or could be it's Layasik Adaite. I know the whole Mitzias. I know all the facts. Declare. But bottom line, we're coming away here with Yisoid Godel that Hakna works al pi umdina if it's just something you didn't think of. We now, if we accept this Yisoid, and like I said, this is not a favor from the Yisoid, this is Yisoid in Cheshire Mishpat. We come back to our Machlaikas Rav Akiva and the Rabbanan. We have a little bit of a hard time. The way the Rashbam explained the Gemara. How did the Rashbam explain? What is the Machlaikas Rav Akiva and the Chacham? I'm selling you a house, and I'm keeping for myself the bar. That's the middle of the field. I'm selling you a house, and I keep the bar for myself. The way we're learning, everyone agrees. If I would have thought of it, I would have kept for myself a path to the bar. Just, Rabbi Kiva says, like Asik Adaita, you don't think of it. And since you didn't think of it, so therefore you didn't sell it. I don't understand. I thought Kinyanim work with Umdina. Like Asik Adaita, Kinyanim work with Umdina. If it's true that we're assuming today, and the Rashbam will clearly assume that, that every single person who sells a field and leaves a bar for himself would want to leave himself a path to the bar. And we're saying that umdina works by kinyanim, even to give something away. It should be a kal v'chomer. If an umdina works to give something away, that I'm giving you kefil, it certainly should work that I shall leave for myself a path to the bar. Well, it's Shadi the Rashbam. The Rashbam is saying, if he doesn't even think of it. So who cares if he doesn't think about it? Kinyanim always work out the umdim. If everyone understands that when you leave a bar, you're leaving a path. So, now if you don't learn like the Rashbam, you learn, I think, Pashup Shad, that he holds Meicha Ba'in Yafa Meicha, that he mamish means to sell it. So if your mamish needs to sell it, good. But we're not saying that. We're saying it's Mustafa, like the Rashbam says. Nobody in their right mind would sell the path. Everybody would want to leave it, just like Asik Adaita. In Cain, L'chayra, the whole Rebbe Kiva, the Rabbana, before we even come to our Gemara, in comparison to our Papa Rebbe Zadid, it's a Dava, it seems to be a Dava, Kasha V'Tchilasai. What's Pshat Rebbe Kiva? So we're going to try tomorrow to come back to this, to explain this. I'd like tomorrow to finish the Amid down to Nehardoi. There's also, besides this Shaila of Umdina, which if you can find a good Maramachim, I have a Mahalaf to try to answer tomorrow. If you find a good Maramachim to explain to Rashbam, please let me know. There's also a Tzais, Resh Tezayin Aleph. I'd spoken about Resh Tezayin Beis yesterday. Resh Tezayin Aleph goes on the top taisvus, the small taisvus. So that's also in Yitzhashem, all this for tomorrow.